N.A., just for today. February 6th, I can't, we can. We had convinced ourselves that we could make it alone and proceeded to live life on that basis. The results were disastrous, and in the end, each of us had to admit that self-sufficiency was a lie. I can't, but we can. This simple but profound truth applies initially to our first need as NA members. Together, we can stay clean, but when we isolate ourselves, we're in bad company. To recover, we need the support of other addicts. Self-sufficiency impedes more than just our ability to stay clean. With or without drugs, living on self-will inevitably leads to disaster. We depend on other people for everything from goods and services to love and companionship, yet self-will puts us in constant conflict with those very people. To live a fulfilling life, we need harmony with others. Other addicts and others in our communities are not the only ones we depend on. Power is not a human attribute, yet we need power to live. We find it in a power greater than ourselves, which provides the guidance and strength we lack on our own. When we pretend to be self-sufficient, we isolate ourselves from the one source of power sufficient to effectively guide us through life, our higher power. Self-sufficiency doesn't work. We need other addicts, we need other people. And to live fully, we need a power greater than our own. Just for today, I will seek the support of other recovering addicts, harmony with others in my community, and the care of my higher power. I can't, but we can. From the book, N.A., Just for Today. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright 1991 by Narcotics Anonymous World Services, Inc.